Usually, I'm not one for dressing up and wearing ties or anything, but I just felt like tonight I had to wear a tie. So I went to the closet and found the most anointed tie that I could find. I put it on. It's been a few years since I actually tied one, so I had to, you know, surprisingly, I was able to tie it right the first time. And I know that this one's anointed because it was given to me by an anointed man. Last time we were up in Fairbanks, Pastor Craig Nicolai said, "I'm giving this to you." So of course I had to wear it tonight. And I feel good. Yes, it's my wife's birthday today. What a wonderful day it's been. Pastor Craig, can you just come up here? And Rose, if you would come up here and we just want to bless you, Mary and Eleanor. We just want to say thank you for coming to Anchorage. And we honor you and your wife, Rose. When we visited you in Fairbanks, we just felt that heart-to-heart connection in the spirit, knowing that God had connected us. Yes. And we are excited for that connection and for what God wants to do in this season. Yes. So we just welcome you into the land of Anchorage. And we wanted to just bless you. Amen. Oops. This right here is, it looks a lot like a medicine bag, and it is. And it's strong medicine because it has anointing oil inside of it.
Oh, hallelujah.
And this oil has been prayed over by some wonderful people.
Yes.
So we know that you have a powerful anointing of His Holy Spirit, that healing flows through your hands, and the release of His Holy Spirit goes through your hands, you and your wife. And we just want to bless you with this.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for Craig Nicolai, Lord God, and his wife Rose, Lord God. We give them a hearty welcome into Anchorage, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that the land rises up, Lord God, to meet and to greet them. Father God, that blessings would follow them, Lord God. And Father God, that the heavenly hosts, O God, of angels, O God, would do warfare in the heavenlies over them, Lord God, over their assignments, O God, while they're in Anchorage, Lord God. Father God, that you escort them, Father God, and roll out the red carpet, Father God, in the spirit realm, Lord God, for them, Lord God. God, that they would so find favor with God and with man, Lord God. And Father God, that this is a kingdom connection, O God, that is a lifelong connection, Lord God. God, and that this is only one of many, Lord God. And Father God, that this is like almost like a covenant connection. And this is a covenant connection, oh God. It's a kingdom covenant connection, God, that no man can break, oh God, that the enemy cannot sever, Lord God. And Father God, we just cover them with the blood of Jesus while they are here, Lord God. God, may they just be filled with your peace, your love, and your joy. May you visit them in the night seasons, oh God. Give them dreams and visions of you. And God, even refire their love relationship, God. Even together, we bless them, Father, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. And the Spirit of the Lord would say that this is a time of conception. This is the time when ideas are going to take root and the seed will attach and begin to grow. And the Lord says in 9 months you will see the birthing of that which is on your heart right now. The Lord says you will see it begin to unfold more and more and more. It'll become more and more evident. For the Lord says that he has called you to stand in the gates and to guard the gates, even the gates of Alaska. For the Lord says there is a watchman anointing upon that pastoral gift in you. And the Lord says you want to go out and evangelize. You want to go out and bring in souls. But the Lord says, I've called you and planted you as a pastor, as a shepherd of the flock. And the flock will go out and gather the souls. And the flock will go out and do their assignment. But the Lord says, be anchored in the Lord. And know that these dreams that are beginning to be conceived right now, those dreams will come to fruition. And you will see those of your loins who will begin to carry out the promise of God that has been made to your family. For the Lord says it's not just to your natural family, it's to your spiritual family. For God has given you many sons. Many sons, and they will multiply. There will be an increase coming to both of you because God looks at the couple as one, and he sees you as one. So the promises to you is the same promises to Rose. The promises to Rose are also promises to you and to your household and to the household of faith. For the Lord says there is a door that's opening before you right now. The Lord is beginning to give you increased connections and increased invitations that are coming. And the Lord says he will send you to and fro. You'll go to far places. I see you even in very dry lands where there's sand and it's totally alien to Alaska. Different land, very different land. But remember that he's caused you to be rooted here. He's caused you to be planted here. And he's causing you to raise up an army who will go and they will come back. You'll send some who won't come back. They'll go far. But God's going to cause those that you raise up to be going all over the world. I see them shooting out like fiery arrows. And the Lord says to you, Rose, whew, he has granted you. There's a desire in your heart. You're a gentle-spirited person. And the Lord says those things that you have whispered to him quietly, that you hide in your heart, that he's heard those requests. And I hear him saying, yay and, whoa, yay and amen. Yes, yes, yes. Ask boldly, daughter of the king. For I see him extending his hands, and I see the favor of the Lord coming upon you. And in your quiet time before him, he leans his ear, he inclines his ear to listen to you. And he says, I will give you that which you ask for. And he tells me you're like Esther, who's come into the presence of the king. And I see you with your heart kind of beating fast at his presence, because he's pretty big and pretty strong. But the Lord says, you have found favor, and he extends his scepter to you, and he says, ask what you will, and it shall be given unto thee. Glory.
I keep on seeing this vision of the two of you, and you're standing in like, behind you there's multiple doors. There's multiple doors, and I could see back there's some doors that some of them appeared tattered because it seems like they had to be broken through. And some of them seem like they're maybe a little bit off the hinges and things like that. And what I was hearing the Lord say is that you've walked through the doors. You've had to fight and struggle and press your way through to get to that next place in the Lord. He says that in your warfare you made it. But now it's like I see you standing, and all those doors that I seen behind you, they're just single doors. But now I just see you standing in front of the double doors, just standing there. And I see the doors just opening on their own. And it's the door of the Lord. It's the door of his destiny. It's the door of purpose. The purpose that he's called for the both of you. And it's like I see you, Pastor. It's like I saw some gray hair right here. And it wasn't that it was the natural gray hair, but what I was hearing from the Lord is that he's given you the wisdom that you need to walk in this next season. The wisdom of knowing what to do. The wisdom of training. Because I see the people that are standing behind you that are going to step through that door with you. They're stepping through with you and Rose. And there's many. They're holding hands with each other, and they're holding hands with you for the purpose of his kingdom and the season that you've arrived to in your lives now.
And he's also surrounding you with men and women of wisdom and character and seasoned warriors, not to tell you what to do, but to hold up your arms and help give you direction that the Lord would confirm within your spirit man. For in this day and in this season of many invitations, the Lord will show you which invitations to accept and which ones not to. And your wife really has that wisdom within her. And though you're a gentle soul, there's also a bulldog tenaciousness within you, because you are a guard for your husband, which is very wise and very necessary, even in the kingdom of God. And so you are a beautiful couple. The Lord blesses you, and we receive all that God has for you in Anchorage, and we just bless you as you continue to grow in Fairbanks as well. And so we wanted to bless you with this old ivory. And this was made by Robert's sister, Eileen, who could not be here. There's a lot of people traveling. And there must be a lot going on in Anchorage tonight, huh? But that's okay. Yes, so we just want to bless you, Miss Rose, and receive you. And we're so glad that you came with your husband. Yes.
When Eleanor was talking about the council, the wise counselors around you, I saw that the enemy's going to send someone in to try to trip you up. And the way you're going to recognize them is that they will have this attitude that it's their way or the highway, that they only have the right way, and they'll try, you'll feel a push. God never drives. He always leads. So when you start to discern that, be alert to that. It's not that they're a bad person. It's that they have the wrong spirit motivating them. They can grow and overcome it. But I just wanted to bring you that caution.
Amen. Yes. Pastor, we just invite you to release everything that God has put in your heart for this time. Amen. Thank you for coming.
Oh my, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, praise the name of Jesus. Name above every name. Hallelujah. The Lion of the tribe of Judah is here tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He who specializes in breaking yokes and bondages and hindrances and is in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You and I serve a God. You and I serve a God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it is impossible for him to lie. You and I serve a God. Hallelujah. And it is impossible for him to lie. He's a God of truth. He's a God of righteousness. Hallelujah. And he will not fail you. His word is never going to fail you. His word is, hallelujah, going to be there always for you and I. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah, is in this place. I said, what kind of miracles do you want to perform here tonight, Jesus? Hallelujah. And he told me. And those are going to manifest. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Those miracles are going to manifest here tonight. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Royal blood flows in your veins. Hallelujah. The blood of kings flows in your veins. Hallelujah. You and I, praise God, got the blood of Jesus in us. Hallelujah. And he came from a line of kings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many born again men and women do we have in here? Hallelujah. Well, royal blood is flowing in your veins. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. Glory be to God. You're a peculiar people. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loves you. There's nothing you can't overcome, child of the Most High God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible says the Holy Ghost will raise up a standard against him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost will lift up a standard against him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I loose the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost. I loose the healing virtues of God to flow right now. Hallelujah. I release supernatural strength right now upon these men and women. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray a fresh Holy Ghost fire to come down from heaven. Glory be to God. I pray gifts to be stirred up in here tonight. Glory be to God. Men and women, hallelujah, in this place, you have been gifted from the throne of grace. And tonight, God is going to stir up those gifts within you. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory be to God. Those gifts are going to be stirred up within you. Hallelujah. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, the power of the Holy Ghost to come upon you. Hallelujah. God's anointing to come upon you. A fresh fire to burn in this place. Hallelujah. A fresh breath of God to sweep through this house in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Discouragement leave in the name of Jesus. And encouragement rise up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Weakness leave and the strength of God to come into this house tonight in Jesus' holy and mighty name. Hallelujah. I take authority over this atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray a shift to come from heaven. We've already been in a glorious service, but I pray a greater anointing, a greater power to be released here tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Living water to flow through here. Living water of God's Spirit to flow through here. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I can do all things. Turn to your neighbor and say, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Hallelujah. You're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loves you. Hallelujah. I sensed a warrior spirit in here. I like preaching to warriors. I sensed a warrior spirit in here. Hallelujah. And those belong to the lion of the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The kingdom of heaven is here. Turn to your neighbor and say, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. You and I have the power in the name of Jesus to stop tragedy from happening and to release a miracle into someone's life. Can I get an amen? You have that authority and that power. Oh, the church is so full of power. I mean, we're full of power. Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah. And the favor of God is on Alaska right now. I got a call from Jesse Duplantis this January. And I prophesied over him. Oh, hallelujah. You guys know him? This big. Hallelujah. He came and preached in Fairbanks, Alaska at my church. Hallelujah. The favor of God is on Alaska right now. I prophesied over him in the name of Jesus. And he began to shout, hallelujah. He began to shout and praise God, hallelujah. And he said, I got to go tell Kathy right now. I got to go tell Kathy right now. So prophecy, I'm going to release some prophecy over a bunch of you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Him and I are talking about having a service in the Carlson Center in Fairbanks, Alaska. That's over 5,000 people. Hallelujah. Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And we don't have to wait. Turn to your neighbor and say, no more waiting, neighbor. We don't have to wait. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 2, John the Baptist, he said, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In Matthew 4, 17, from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The disciples, the apostles, they said, Lord, teach us to pray. And he taught them the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Tonight in Anchorage, Alaska, the kingdom of heaven is going to be released upon you. Hallelujah. It's going to be released upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The church has been praying it for 2,000 years. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And God gave me a message for you, Kingdom Alliance Network, that the kingdom of heaven is going to be manifested here tonight praise God, and the fire is not going to burn out, praise God, until Jesus comes. The fire of God is not going to be snuffed out. Hallelujah. In Matthew 10, 7 and 8, Jesus told his disciples, his apostles, as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick. God told me, Holy Ghost told me, five people are going to get healed here tonight. And maybe more, but he told me five. Who you're battling sickness, disease, and infirmity. And the power of the Holy Ghost is going to heal you, not Craig. Not me. The anointing of God is here. He's going to heal you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I closed my eyes and I was worshiping the Lord. Let's give that worship team a round of applause now. Come on. I was like, I don't want to get out of this. I don't want to get out of this. Of this holy, we're in the holy of holies. And that when that worship was going forth, the high priest in the Old Testament was only allowed in the holy of holies once a year. And he had to have blood. Well, we can go in by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every single day. And we can give praise and glory to God. I was in the holy of holies. Right over there. And I'm sure many of you were as well. Hallelujah. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Hallelujah. That's going to be released here tonight. The kingdom of heaven is going to be released upon you. How many ministers do we have in here? By a show of hands. The kingdom of heaven is going to be released upon your ministry. And you're going to go to another level tonight in the name of Jesus. You're already at a high level. But you're going up higher. You're going higher in the kingdom. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Luke 17, 20 and 21. Once having been asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied, "The kingdom does not come with your careful observation, nor will people say, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is,' because the kingdom of God is within you." The kingdom of God is within you. Glory. Jesus is the kingdom. Without Jesus, heaven wouldn't be heaven. Jesus is heaven. Oh, glory be to God. The kingdom of heaven is within you. And the kingdom of heaven is at hand right now. The men and women sitting in this room can change the atmosphere of Anchorage on a weekly basis because you can call forth the kingdom of heaven. You can call down the kingdom of heaven with the faith that you have in your heart. You can call it down, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And you're going to. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. My wife and I were praying in our hotel room before we got here. We're praying for Anchorage. For the Spirit of the Lord to sweep across Anchorage. Hallelujah. We gave it our blessing. We gave it our blessing this evening. In the name of Jesus, the kingdom of heaven is within you. I remember being lost. I remember being unsaved. And it was hell on earth. It was hell on earth. And I have many people come to me and tell me, "Pastor, it's hell on earth." Hallelujah. Well, let me tell you some good news. what Jesus Christ did on Calvary's hill. And he said, it is finished. And on the third morning he arose. Hallelujah. And he said, go into all the world and let them know that in me there is forgiveness of sins. That in me they can be redeemed. That in me their names can be written in the Lamb's book of life. That in me they can live for all eternity and walk streets of gold. Let them know. Let them know. He said, it's finished. And when he said it was finished, he made it possible for the kingdom of heaven to come upon any man, any woman, any boy, any girl. Wherever they go, whatever they do, they walk now on the head of the enemy. No longer the enemy walks on us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. How dare he walk on you and tell you that you are nobody, you are somebody, you have worth and you have value in the kingdom of Almighty God. Yes, I'm talking to you. You have worth and value in the kingdom of Almighty God. And he's going to use you to call down the kingdom of heaven in this land right here. In the name of Jesus. You might say, well, boy, did you hear that on TV? No, I didn't hear. I've been living this. I've been living this, folks. I got saved over 24 years ago. I've been living this. Hallelujah. I got a phone call 2 years ago, and a four-year-old boy was beaten half to death in Fairbanks, Alaska, on the side of the road. And the police got there just in time. And I got to the hospital, and he was hooked up to every machine possible. And he was black and blue from head to toe. Oh, because his grandma was close friends with my late mother. And she called. And I got there, and the boy was hooked up to machines. And I said, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, the kingdom of heaven come upon this boy. Hallelujah. The power of Jesus come upon this boy right now. Oh, hallelujah. I know about being cursed. I know about being in bondage. But Jesus took that off of me. He took that off of me. Hallelujah. Oh, and he set me free. I commanded in the name of Jesus the power of God to enter into that boy. Hallelujah. And after that was a Friday. And after Sunday service, I said, I'm going to go see the little boy. And I got to the nurses right there, the nurses' station, and I heard a little boy running around. And they recognized me. You know, I was all scruffy before I shaved, you know. They recognized me as the preacher. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. And they said, that's him. That's the boy. I said, can I go see him? They said, yes. I walked into the door. And there's that little boy running around, not a black and blue mark on his body. No brain damage. Hallelujah. And his mama said, go hug Uncle Craig. Oh, and I said, this is going to be a mighty man of God. This little boy is going to be a mighty man of God. That's the devil right there. You can't make a truce with that. If he'll attack a four-year-old boy, that's the true nature of Satan right there. We can't side with that. My wife is an elementary school teacher. I'm a high school teacher in Fairbanks, Alaska. He's her student now. He's six now. I released the kingdom of heaven upon them. And I'm no more special. You're just as special as me to God. Can I get an amen? You're just as important. You're just as special. You're just as beautiful. You're just as important. And you can do the same thing. Release the kingdom of heaven. Right where you're at. Who you want to do it upon? My cousin called me from a flea bag motel in Fairbanks. The cockroaches are that big. And he had a .357 Magnum on one side of his head, and he had the phone on the other side. 15 years ago. And he said, "Craig, I'm playing Russian roulette with two other people." He's been doing drugs and drinking for months. He said, "I don't know what to do." I said, "In Jesus' name, I command you to run out of there. Put that gun down and run out of there." And then, you know, it's scary if they're talking real calm and they got a .357 Magnum on the side of their head. And he was talking real calm. He said, "I don't know what to do." He said it a second time. And I got a little louder. I said, "I command you in the name of Jesus to put that gun down and run out of there." Hallelujah. We got power in the name of Jesus. We got power in the name of Jesus. I said, "Where are you?" And he told me, and I said, "I'm coming. I'll be there." Hallelujah. I went the speed limit the whole way. No, I'm kidding. I didn't. I broke the law. I sinned. I was sinning, Eleanor, all the way there. I was moving. I was moving out in my car. And I got to the door. I strapped on my bulletproof vest. No, I didn't have one. I got the whole armor of God on. I got Holy Ghost armor and protection. And I knocked on the door. And they said, "Come in." And I pushed the door open. I just walked in under the power of God. Two men were sitting there. It looked like something out of a horror movie in there. Whiskey bottles, smoke everywhere, just stink. And I said, "Where's so-and-so?" And they said, "He walked out of here 5 minutes ago. 15 years ago, and he lives in Anchorage now, and he's got a job with Doyon. He just got married a couple years ago." And the devil was trying to take him out, but I released the kingdom of heaven upon him in the name of Jesus. And you can do the same. Turn to your neighbor and say, "You can do the same." The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus said it. John the Baptist said it. It's all over in the Word of God. You don't have to wait for your miracle. You don't have to wait for your breakthrough. You don't have to struggle for your breakthrough. You don't have to struggle. You just have to let your faith arise tonight. And the kingdom of heaven is going to be released upon you. There's 10 people in here. In the next month, you're going to receive a visitation from Jesus in the midnight hour. 3 or 4 a.m. As it happens to me, why not to you? I speak it in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. A visitation from the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Woo, hallelujah. He's in this room right now. But it's going to be a heavenly vision. It's going to be a heavenly encounter. One time I was being tormented in my sleep. And the devil was bringing up my past. And finally I got sick of it. So I said, "You know, I'm going to get beside the bed here and I'm going to praise Jesus. I'm going to praise Jesus." And I start praising Jesus. I start singing to Jesus how I do. Glory. You do it your way. I do it my way. We're all praising the same Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Well, I start thanking him. I start worshiping him. I start praising him. I start magnifying his name. You and I make a pledge tonight. We'll bow down to no other. We'll pray to no other. We'll serve no other. We'll walk with no other. But Jesus Christ, the greatest champion ever to exist. Hallelujah, in the universe. I pledge my loyalty to him tonight. Hallelujah. I pledge my loyalty to him. Praise God. I'll bow down to no other. I'll serve no other. I'll pray to no other but to the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus. Let's give him a mighty hand clap. I start praising him. I start praising Jesus. Oh, glory. I started praising. I just say, I'm going to get a breakthrough. Glory. You want to get a breakthrough? You want to get God's attention? What does the Bible say? If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. When I need to get God's attention, I just humble myself. Oh, and I can get it real quick. I just humble myself and you can get it real quick. Nations have humbled themselves and gotten God's attention real quick. Nineveh, on and on and on and on. Soon as they humble themselves, soon as they bow down and humble themselves, you talk about getting an answer real quick. An answer real quick for you. So I started worshiping the Lord. I sing a little bit. I start worshiping the Lord. About 3 a.m. I felt something lift. Glory. I just said, I'm going to go to bed then. Hallelujah. So I laid down and went to sleep. Hallelujah. I feel like going to sleep right here. It's so powerful in here. Anointing so thick in this place. So I went to sleep, and about 4 or 5 a.m., these two spirits were running to try to go into my room there. And one of them was behind. And the one in front stopped, and the one behind tried to push him in and said, go on in there. They were coming to torment me in my sleep. And the one in the front said, no, I'm not going in there. Jesus is in there. And that thing broke off of me and never came back. And there's some people in here. I was praying in the worship service. And there's some people in here. You've been tormented in your sleep. And a sweet sleep anointing is coming upon you tonight, where that's not going to happen anymore. In Jesus' name, he whose mind is kept upon Jesus is kept in perfect peace. A sweet sleep anointing is coming. Oh, hallelujah. He said, I'm not going in there. Jesus is in there. The kingdom. I like that name, Kingdom Alliance. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. 93 times kingdom. 93 times kingdom. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Count them if you want to. How important is the kingdom of heaven? It's what God wants you to have. It's what God wants me to have. He wants it for this city. He wants it for your unsaved loved ones. He's the hound of heaven. Jesus, he can track down anybody. He can go to the lowest depth and get a hold of them. You got to speak it, though. It's up to you to speak it. It's up to me to speak it and say, in the name of Jesus, I repent and I'm going to, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is the finest hour. How many know that the Bible says the devils believe that there's one God and shudder? How many Bible readers we have in here? By a show of hands. I got good news for you, church. I got good news for you, men and women of God, boys and girls. The anointing of God is being poured out on planet Earth. We know that. the devil is running scared. But he says he isn't. He acts like he isn't. But the power and the anointing of God is being poured out upon planet Earth, Joel 2:28. And he is running scared from the anointing, from the power, from the Spirit of the living God. It's the truth. He's not the boss. He's not the boss. Jesus is the boss. And he's pouring out his Spirit. The kingdom of heaven is being manifested all over planet Earth right now. It's being manifested right now. It's being manifested in this church right now. Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. 93 times it's mentioned in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the kingdom. And it's yours. And what consists of his kingdom? Healing. His love. Hallelujah. Deliverance. Joy. Happiness. Prosperity. Hallelujah. The list goes on and on. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We was getting ready to go to sleep one night and the cell phone rang. And this man was on the other end. Turn to your neighbor and say, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So I'm talking to this guy on the phone. My wife is there. And he's suicidal. And he said, my auntie told me you're a preacher. She's a preacher too. So I said, okay. Whew. I got my in right there. Start telling them about Jesus. Start trying to talk them out of it. Oh, hallelujah. And I led them to the Lord on the phone. And then he starts shouting, hallelujah! Hallelujah! And I'm like, wow, something's going on here. What's going on? And he goes, you just don't understand. I said, well, tell me. And he said, he said, this cell phone got cut off 2 weeks ago because I couldn't pay the bill. How did I call you? He said. That's the kingdom of heaven at hand. That's the kingdom of heaven at hand. She was there. I don't know if you remember, we get a lot of phone calls. Glory. Hallelujah. We got two grandsons. Oh, glory. Glory be to God. I teach at a school of 1,000 teenagers for the past 15 years. In 2007, 80 football players showed up to hear me preach. They took up the whole right side of the church. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And we fed. Boy, those boys could eat pizza. Because we bought, I don't know, $300 worth of pizza. And I preached, the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. In the day of Pentecost, it came. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost was poured out with a mighty rushing wind. And fire came. Tongues of fire came. And it's coming tonight. For you. The kingdom of heaven is going to manifest for you. He sees what you've been going through. He sees what's been going on. He's going to give you a fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. Tomorrow morning you're going to wake up with a new song and a dance in your heart. Hallelujah. And the devil under your feet. Come on, give Jesus a hand clap. So we don't know exactly how it went about. We don't know how exactly it went about, but they all came forward. 80 teenagers came forward. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. They received Jesus Christ as their saviors. Woo! That's kingdom stuff. In 2007, in Fairbanks, Alaska, it happened. And I'm going to speak a word over all of you here in a second. And yokes and hindrances and bondages are going to break. And then I'm going to keep preaching. Gloria. She said, I had all night. No, I'm kidding. When the boss tells you got all night, you just listen. Glory. I had an extra cup of coffee on the flight. On the flight down here. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But I'm going to speak something over you, and it's straight from heaven. I want you to receive it. Ooh. Glory. Hallelujah. So we finish up the service. Everybody goes home. And the next day at school, I see a boy. I'll tell you his first name, Tyler. And I go up to him to check on him because he's Mr. Popular, Mr. Jock, Mr. Handsome. Why is he sitting alone? So I go over there and check on him. I said, Tyler, are you okay? And he said, today I feel clean. He said, Mr. Nikolai, we used to go to church before we moved to Alaska, and we don't go to church anymore. But today I feel clean. That's what he kept saying. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you. The blood of Jesus did that. The blood of Jesus takes guilt and shame away of our past, of our mistakes and our failures. And I speak over you that you are innocent. I speak over you that you are clean in the name of Jesus. I speak over you tonight that you're redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. And that there's no condemnation on your life in the name of Jesus. That you are a free man, you're a free woman. Hallelujah. And God's never going to fail you. The Holy Ghost is going to walk with you. The Holy Ghost is going to strengthen you. The power of Jesus is going to come upon you. Hallelujah. You're going to pray in tongues like you've never prayed before. Hallelujah. Strongholds are going to come down right over your home in the name of Jesus. The kingdom of heaven is going to manifest right over your house in the name of Jesus. You call it forth. Hallelujah. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's biblical. It's scriptural. And it's yours. Hallelujah. It's yours. I say you're clean here tonight. I say, hallelujah, you are innocent in the eyes of God because of what the blood of Jesus Christ does. Can I get an amen? Amen. Oh, let's give him a praise. Let's give him a shout. Hallelujah. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's here tonight. It's here tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let's turn to John 14. Oh, thank you, God. That's my... Oh, God is good. I got saved in June of 1992. I had a visitation from Jesus in the village of Tanana, Alaska. My mother had just passed away. She was 42 years old. I was 23 years old. And I had a visitation from the Savior of the world, who I'd been running from for a lot of years. I had an emptiness within me that I couldn't fill with it. I tried everything in this world to fill it, and all it did was just get bigger. My life was like that song, looking for love in all the wrong places. That was me. That was my life. I see a lot of you doing this. You know what I'm talking about. So that emptiness, it just grew bigger and bigger. I got saved when I was 10 or 11 years old. And God blessed me in high school. He blessed me. But then as soon as I left home, I turned away from God. And I couldn't wait to leave home. Hallelujah. But my mom passed away in her sleep. So we went back to our village to bury her. And I was crying out to Jesus for help. The Bible says, all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the fire of God hit me. I was laying in bed praying. And the fire of God hit me and was going from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, bouncing back and forth. And I was like, oh boy, this doesn't happen to people like me. I'm going to run out of here. And I couldn't move. I could not move my muscles, my limbs. I couldn't move. And the fire just became stronger. It was like a pinball going through my body. And the love that I felt, it was like, oh my goodness, this is what I've been looking for. The love of Jesus sweeping through my body. He didn't say, Craig, you've been a bad boy. Even though I was. That thief on the cross, he didn't say, remember that old lady you pushed down and stole her money? Jesus, he didn't tell that thief that. He said, son, today you're going to be with me in paradise. That's what he told him. Glory. Today you're going to be with me in paradise. He told that thief, hang in there. Remember me, Jesus, when you come into your kingdom. He entered in with full benefits. Turn to your neighbor and say, I have full benefits to the kingdom of heaven. You got the full benefits. You got the full package. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, and crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. A little bit of NIV, King James, we're all doing it together. Glory. It's all good. A little amplified. I heard a little amplified. It's all good. You got benefits. You got benefits. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Smith Wigglesworth went to visit a man and he didn't have legs. And he told him, they were wrapping up their visit, and he said, go buy some shoes at Smith Wigglesworth. He walked out of there. And the guy's sitting there in the wheelchair going, see, you think I'm an idiot? Look at this. I don't have legs. And Smith had already walked out. Woo! Praise the name of Jesus. He said, well, what do I got to lose? He cruised down to the shoe store in his wheelchair. He went in there and started looking for shoes. And they said, well, what kind do you want? What brand do you like? Really? It's a true story. Hallelujah. And then they figured out the brand, and then the shoe salesman goes, well, what size do you want? And he told him the size, and the guy went to get it, and legs popped out. And then feet grew. And the man of God wasn't even there to lay hands on them. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Woo! Glory! Glory! Come on, give Jesus a shout. Give Jesus a shout. Give Jesus a shout. Give Jesus a shout. Yay! Jesus! Jesus! Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, that's the kingdom of heaven being at hand. And that same power is here tonight. That same anointing is here tonight. Nobody's going to be left out here tonight. No way. These people over here in these neighborhoods, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. They're going to feel it tonight. Woo, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Back that way, they're going to feel it. They're going to feel it. Because the kingdom of heaven is within you. The kingdom of heaven is not over here or over there, but the kingdom of heaven is within you. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. What did I say to turn to, Rose? Amen. Okay, baby. Hallelujah. John 14. Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's a good word. There's a good word in here for you. Oh, thank you, Lord. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. You're clean. You're clean tonight. You're clean. You got to forgive yourself. Some of you in here, you got to forgive yourself. You've already repented. You've already prayed. You've asked Jesus to forgive you, and yet the guilt and shame is still there. So it's broken off of you tonight in the name of Jesus. You no longer have to carry it. You no longer have to pack it. Hallelujah. You're free men and women. He didn't say, come here, come here. Let me put some bondage on you, Craig. Jesus didn't say that to me. I already had plenty of that. He said, come here, son. Come over here. I'm going to break chains and yokes and bondages and hindrances off of your life, and you will be free. That night I had that visitation, I've never been the same since. I've never been the same since. Young alcoholic, and you name it. I've outlived my mother. I've outlived my mother, hallelujah, by 5 years. Praise God, because Jesus lifted the curse off of me. Turn to your neighbor. You are curse proof. They tried to curse the Hebrew slaves when they were coming out of bondage. And they said, the guy said, oh, it can't be done. What God has blessed, I cannot reverse it. These people can't be cursed. And I can show you in the Word of God from there to the end of the book how you are curse-proof. And you live under the favor of God because the kingdom of God is within you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I feel the kingdom of God here. I'm telling you. As soon as I walked into this building, I felt the kingdom of God. I was going, my goodness, Jesus is in this place. Oh, it was sweet. It's still sweet. I'm going to transfer that on you. I'm going to transfer that onto this ministry, this house. In the name of Jesus. You can call forth the kingdom over your house tonight. When you pull into your garage, when you walk into your kitchen tonight, when you walk into your bedroom tonight, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Woo! You can call the kingdom of heaven forth right into your house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My uncle's in prison down in this area. Oh, I prayed a lot for him. Now he's praying for me. I mean, that song, Bad, Bad Leroy Brown, that was him. Some of you remember that song. I mean, there's a reason he's in prison for 20 years. But he's changed. He's coming home in December. He's over in Wasilla. He's been in prisons in Colorado, Arizona, Alaska, every prison in Alaska. He said, look where being tough got me, Craig. Look where being cool got me. That's what he told me. He said, I can't even raise my own daughter. He's got a beautiful daughter that they have a good relationship. He said, look at this. How cool is this? He said, I'm going to get out and talk to the youth. That's the kingdom of heaven at hand, because he didn't want to hear about no Jesus for many years. Oh, hallelujah. But I just softened him up with prayer. Softened him up. Holy Ghost was working on him. Holy Ghost was dealing with them. Had to be patient with them. Hallelujah. Now he's praying for us. Woo, hallelujah. We had a man preach at our church in Fairbanks, Alaska. He led the biggest street gang in Seattle at the age of 18 years old. But when he was young, the kingdom of heaven was spoken over him. And they prophesied over him. Ooh, he showed up to his house one day, 14, 15 years old, and his bags were on the front porch. He said, fine. He put them on his shoulders. And he's connected with the Nicaraguan cartel in Seattle. And he said, I'm going to rob from them. And all of his gang members said, no, don't do that. He said, they're weak. I'm going to rob from them. So he did. They sent a hitman to his house. And he took out the hitman and went on the run. And he said, oh, I have a baby girl. She just got hired by TBN. His baby girl is a woman now. She just got hired by TBN. And he said, oh, no, they know I have a daughter. He said, I'm going to take them all out. He said, I'm going to take out the whole cartel because they know I have a daughter. He bought a big gun. He like Scarface, he bought a big gun in the underground of Los Angeles, California, the street, the underground. And he was catching a bus back to Seattle, Washington. And he had it all planned out. He's going to go over to their headquarters and just take them all out. Because he said, my baby girl. And he had a visitation. The kingdom of heaven came upon him. His grandma and mom prayed for 48 hours straight because they saw the police and the SWAT, Seattle. His house was on the news. They thought he was in the house, but he was in Los Angeles. Oh, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus appeared to him. He got to Seattle and turned himself in. Woo, hallelujah. And they put him in prison for 10 years. And he won 400 of the most hardened criminals to Jesus Christ in that 10 years. And he's a friend of ours. Hallelujah. That's the kingdom of heaven at hand. He's a big man, two or three men in one, young guy. Oh, hallelujah. And you know what? This little Italian man used to go into the prison. And he said one day, that little man who was going in with the church guys, people, one day he said, he turned to my friend Art Nelson. And he said, Art, I believe in you. And that was the first time he had ever heard that in his life. And he said, whoa, whoa. And then they went out. And he said, all of a sudden a bar went over. You know, my mom had a bar for me when I was growing up. You gotta live up here. You gotta do something. You gotta achieve. You gotta succeed. You can do anything. That's the kind of mama I had. So I always had a bar up there. And he said for the first time in his life a bar of expectation went over his head, and he said he started living to try to achieve instead of fighting and doing everything, running the streets of Seattle and the criminal world. He's a powerful preacher, powerful man of God now. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Woo, hallelujah. 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 Woo, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. There's some powerful testimonies in here. There's some powerful preachers in here. God's stirring you. He's been stirring you up for the past 30 minutes. He's been stirring you up. You're going to be used. These three ladies, I see the glory all over you. I'm just dying to prophesy over you. Big time. I'm going to hear in a second. I mean, there's just a bunch of people. I see the glory all over you. I see the kingdom of heaven on you. I've seen it all night. And we're just getting started. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Now, John 14, okay. Jeez. It's the Holy Ghost and fire, people. It's the Holy Ghost and fire. You know, you guys know Joel Osteen? They say, oh yeah, that's what they call me in Fairbanks. But I'm Craig Nicolai. Oh, but his daddy. Woo! His daddy was a Baptist preacher, John Osteen in Texas. And he preaching for 19 years. With no Holy Ghost. Because they told him, no, that's for the Bible days. That's over. You got it all now. And he said, he told himself, why am I so hungry? Why am I so thirsty? Powerful man of God. Powerful man of God. And he's preaching in a service just like this, a little service in Texas. And the power of the Holy Ghost fell. And a little girl started praising the Lord and speaking in tongues in a Baptist service. Woo, hallelujah. And she started going. They couldn't stop her. So no more. They couldn't stop her. Hallelujah. Because the kingdom of heaven showed up on that little girl. And she was speaking in an unknown language. And there was an African visiting the church. A tribesman was in the back. And he said, that little girl is speaking in ancient African language, praising God. Hallelujah. And just one experience, one encounter with the kingdom of heaven, and that preacher was changed. And he turned into a Holy Ghost fire preacher until he took his last breath. Hallelujah. He wouldn't even have to. This guy flew from the East Coast to get baptized. He was a Baptist preacher as well. And he flew from the East Coast because the Holy Spirit told him to go to this man. And he'd lay hands on him and he'd receive the Holy Ghost. And so he flew to Houston, Texas. And he said, he didn't say come forth or nothing. he just put his hands on that guy. And man, he went out and he spoke in tongues all night. That guy from the East Coast. That's the kingdom of heaven at hand. Brother Jesse Duplantis went to heaven for 4 hours. My brother Abraham George went to heaven and hell. So everything he spoke at our church in Fairbanks lined up with what Jesse Duplantis said. It confirmed it and it meshed together. Whew. But he went to heaven for 4 hours. I talked to him on the phone about this. Because I read the book. Watched the DVD. And so, oh glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm excited to be in Anchorage, Alaska. Because you're going to get your miracle. You're going to get your breakthrough. You're going to get fresh fire. You're going to get a fresh anointing. The kingdom of heaven is coming upon you tonight. You're going to run through a troop and leap over a wall. Hallelujah. In the spirit realm. So anyway, God puts Jesse back in his body. And he's preaching across the street. And he goes, oh my God, I got to go preach. I'm almost late. So he puts his suit on. He runs over there with his little legs. Oh, praise God. And then he walks into the place and they could see the glory on him, like Moses. They could see the anointing of God on him. And he goes and he has a seat. He doesn't know the power and the anointing is on him. Glory. He's sitting there and the pastors, everybody's looking at him. And the pastor said, finally calls him over. No music, no nothing. Just says, here. And he gets behind the pulpit. And he said, I have been in the presence of God. And the whole church went out in the power of God. Every single person was slain in the Holy Ghost. That's all he said. And I said, man, I read your book, brother. And he said, Craig, I had to sit at the steps for a half hour. Waiting for people. They were all slain in the Holy Ghost and power. The unbelievers were trying to crawl out the back door. He said, I waited for a half hour. And he just said, I have been in the presence of God. That's it. That's the kingdom of heaven manifesting. Ooh, hallelujah. That's the day and age we're living in. That's the whole glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's the hour we're living in. This is the finest hour. You're the finest generation. This is, praise God, the greatest outpouring of God's Spirit we're going to see. Hallelujah. 1975, Billy Graham said, the Native American is a sleeping giant. And if they awaken, hallelujah, the first Americans will help win America back to Christ. That's Billy Graham. Billy Graham said that. Oh, thank you, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. It's going to happen. Good things are going to happen. I'm going to lay hands on all of you. You're going to lay hands on me. The kingdom of heaven is going to be transferred to one another here tonight. Tonight. Not tomorrow. Not Monday. Tonight. Everybody say, tonight is my night. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Woo. And Nenana, you guys have all driven through Nenana. You blink and you're through there. There's a silver bridge and a black bridge. It's 50 miles from Fairbanks. Don't blink, you'll miss it. One time the Lord spoke to me about 20 years ago, and he said, there's going to be a murderer go through Nenana and kill 8 people. And a vision. I said, oh boy. I'm gonna pray about this. This is heavy duty. So I went to church. My senior pastor came over to me, prophesied to me. I didn't tell anybody. And she just read my mail right there. She said, go and do what you have done and, you know, set in your heart to do, go and do. God will bless it. So I drove to Nenana, parked on the bridge, and prayed over that town for 3 hours, and I called down the kingdom of heaven. I pled the blood of Jesus. I prayed and interceded for though we live in this world, we do not wage war as the world does, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. For the pulling down of strongholds. I prayed over that place. Hallelujah. And I heard the Holy Ghost speak to me. And he said, it will not happen. I didn't even drive into that town. I just drove back to Fairbanks. I heard the Lord speak. So there's some people in here. You've been doing spiritual warfare. Keep it up. Keep it up. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The same lady who trained me up, trained up Heidi Baker. We were ordained under the same ministry. She's in Mozambique, Africa, right now. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. You're going higher. You're going higher. The church is going higher. The believers are going higher. Amen. John 14. Okay, here we go. This will be my final scripture, and then we'll begin to move. We'll get out of the way and let Jesus have his way. Verily, verily, verse 12, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, turn to your neighbor and say, I believe on him. The works that I do shall he do also, and greater works. And greater works, and greater works than these shall he do. Because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. You're going to do greater works. This is the hour. This is the time. Greater works. Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is within us. Hallelujah. Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The promises for you and for your children and for all who are far off. For as many as the Lord our God will call. And that day of Pentecost came. He was filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. They spoke in a heavenly language. He preached, and 3,000 souls came into the kingdom that day. He had an encounter. He had an awakening. Hallelujah. The kingdom of heaven manifested in Peter's heart and his very being. And he preached a great and a mighty sermon. Tradition records that Peter was crucified upside down at his own request by the emperor Nero, because he did not consider himself worthy to be crucified in the same manner as his Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. But he found it. He found it. And that's that Holy Ghost and fire. That Holy Ghost and fire is burning here tonight. I was on the airplane landing in Anchorage, and I told my wife, there's something burning in me. I feel like I could go work out for 2 hours. Just, I got to release it. And it was the word, like Jeremiah said, a fire shut up within my bones. I don't feel like lifting, working out for 2 hours now. I'm good. I'm letting it out. I'm letting it out. What was just burning in me for this night, for this time, for this hour that the kingdom of heaven is at hand right now. At hand in the Cambridge means easy access. That's the definition of at hand. Easy access. How many people come with an expectation tonight? You come with an expectation for a mighty miracle. You come with an expectation for a breakthrough. You come with an expectation that Jesus is going to touch you. You come with an expectation that Jesus has a word for you. You come with an expectation. Oh, yes. Yes, hallelujah. We're going to have to move this first row. We're going to have to move this first row of chairs. We have some men come up. The second row, you're fine, sisters.